Sandra Blythe, Economic Development Manager with Invest Olds, joins us on Community Online today following Wednesday's community open house held by the town on the proposed data center projects for Olds.
Yeah, two sessions for open houses for people that could make it in the daytime, and then one obviously for people that could make it in the evening. You know, approximately how many people did you see come down today?
Yeah, I think we probably had around 200, maybe 250 people that participated. And some really good conversation, good questions. And, you know, frankly, they're the questions we asked, right? We just had 3 months sooner to ask the questions. So it was great. I was impressed with a lot of the people that were here. And they had some really good questions and did our best to answer those questions. And I think people left largely actually quite happy to hear about the project and see the value for the community.
What kind of things were you guys able to show people today with the boards and whatnot that you've got set up here?
So I think some of the key questions were, of course, about the closed loop system and how that works in a gas generation plant and things like that. So we tried to answer those. And of course, these are topics that are, you know, for the Alberta Utilities Commission to oversee, as well as the Alberta Environment Protection Area. So the province manages those. But in addition to that, other questions like jobs, right? So that was a big question. And I think there's some confusion around cryptocurrency as opposed to a hyperscale data center, right, which is what this is. Very different models, but for a hyperscale, you have to have a lot of staff running 24/7 to make sure there is no downtime, right? Your clients don't want downtime. So, yeah, so we answered a lot of those types of questions, and I think people generally, once we answered them, felt it was a great job.
For the town itself, in a process like this, I guess communication is always going to be a question. So, you know, what is the plan that you guys have, you know, moving forward from this first open house sessions today?
Yeah. And so, I mean, obviously it's not a done deal. It's far from it. There's a lot of regulation that still has to happen, including our own. So the development permit is in review. It's still to be circulated. So there's a lot of that happening. And then obviously data district is another one that we're going to be talking about. And so these aren't the end of the open houses. It's a big project. And people want to have a say and they want to talk about it and be a part of it. And as they should be, right? This is going to change the community. And it's something we all need to be a part of and get behind as best we can.
Did speak with you and the mayor last week, but it was very early on. Have you guys heard from your MP, your MLA, other elected officials in the area since the announcement?
No, it's really early on yet. I think, you know, like I said to everybody here tonight, getting us through all the provincial regulation, those are the key steps, right? And it could be the end of it at that point too, but we'll see what happens.
Do you guys have any other planned information sessions at this moment?
No, nothing planned right now. I think as we go through the other processes, then that will spur when we have to have those other open sessions.
Excellent. Thanks very much, Sandra.
Okay, awesome. Thank you, Galen.